Hiring your first HVAC employee when you can actually afford to hire the real W2VS 1099 distinction and the misclassification trap. What payroll and comp add to the cost, and how to go from one truck to two without going broke. From the launch, my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. This is the jump from doing all the work yourself to paying someone else to do some of it. Your first hire and, usually right behind it, your second truck is the move that turns a job you own into a business that can grow. And it's also where a lot of owners get hurt. They hire too early, misclassify the worker to dodge payroll, or add a truck the cash flow can't feed. This article is the honest version, when you can really afford it, how to bring someone on the right way, and how to scale to two trucks without blowing yourself up. Why it matters. Two expensive mistakes live here. The first is hiring too soon. A second person nearly doubles your labor cost overnight, and if you don't have the steady work to keep them billable, they drain the business instead of growing it. The second is misclassification, paying a worker as a 1099 contractor, when a law says they're really a W-2 employee. The IRS and state labor departments take this seriously, and getting caught means back taxes, back payroll contributions, penalties, and potentially back workers' comp and unemployment. A bill big enough to sink a small shop. Doing the hire right protects you from both. How to do it step by step. Make sure you can actually afford it. The signal isn't I'm slammed for a week. It's a sustained backlog you're consistently turning away or pushing out, plus enough cash, cushion to make payroll even in a slow stretch. A new employee has to be paid every period whether or not the work showed up that week. Before you hire, look at whether your steady, recurring demand can keep a second person billable, not your busiest week, your average month. Understand W2VS 1099 for real. This is not a choice you get to make for convenience. It's determined by how the work actually happens. A W2 employee is someone you control. You set their hours, tell them where to go, provide the tools and truck, train them, and direct how the job gets done. Almost every my helper slash my apprentice slash my second tech relationship is legally a W2 employee. You withhold their taxes, pay the employer share of payroll taxes, and cover them on workers' comp. A 1099 independent contractor is genuinely in business for themselves, sets their own hours, uses their own tools, works for multiple clients, controls how they do the work, and takes on profit or loss risk. A subcontractor you call in occasionally for a specialty job might legitimately be 1099. Your day-to-day field help almost certainly is not. The test is about control and independence, not what's written on a piece of paper or what's cheaper for you. When in doubt, they're a W-2 employee. That's the safe and usually correct answer for field help. Don't misclassify to save money. It's tempting to call your new helper a 1099 contractor to skip payroll taxes, workers' comp, and unemployment. It's also one of the fastest ways to get hammered. If they walk like an employee, the government treats them as one, and bills you for everything you skipped, plus penalties. Classify correctly from the start. It's far cheaper than getting caught. Set up payroll properly for a W-2 hire. You'll need to handle federal and state withholding, the employer's share of Social Security and Medicare, unemployment insurance, and add the employee to your workers' comp policy. A payroll service makes this nearly automatic and keeps you compliant, well worth the modest monthly fee versus doing it by hand and missing a filing. Budget the true cost of the employee. Their wage is the floor, not the cost. On top of it sits labor burden, payroll taxes, workers' comp, unemployment, plus anything you offer in benefits and paid time off, which commonly adds 25-45% over the wage. A $1.25/hour helper really costs you somewhere north of $1.30/hour to employ. Price your work knowing that. Train and protect your standards. Your name is on every job your employee does. Invest time up front in how you want work done, callbacks handled, and customers treated. A bad hire who creates callbacks and unhappy customers costs you far more than their wage. Reputation is the asset you're actually protecting. Scale to the second truck deliberately. Adding a truck means another vehicle payment, more insurance, more tools, and more inventory, on top of the new wage. Make the move when the recurring work clearly supports it, ideally with a few months of cushion, so a slow stretch doesn't catch you with two trucks and one truck's worth of work. Growth that outruns cash flow is its own failure mode. What it costs, the wage is only part of it. Add labor burden of roughly 25-45% on top payroll taxes, workers' comp, unemployment, benefits. Workers' comp for HVAC is priced per $100 of payroll and varies by state. Payroll service runs a modest monthly fee plus a per employee charge. And the second truck stacks on a vehicle payment, commercial auto, more tools, and stocked inventory, frequently a five-figure commitment before the new truck turns a dollar of profit. The all-in cost of one more person on one more truck is a lot more than their hourly rate, and budgeting only the wage is how owners get squeezed. Common mistakes: hiring off a busy week instead of a steady backlog. A spike isn't demand you can staff against. Hire to your average, not your peak. Calling field help a 1099 to dodge payroll. The single most dangerous shortcut here: if you control the work, their AW2 employee and misclassification penalties are brutal. Budgeting only the wage. Forgetting the 25 to 45% burden means your pricing doesn't cover the real cost of the hire. Skipping workers' comp on the new hire. Required in most states the moment you have an employee, and one injury without it can end the business. Adding the second truck on hope. A truck and a tech with no steady work to feed them drains cash fast. Dale deliberately with cushion, tips and gotchas. When you're unsure about W-2 vs. 1099, default to W-2. The cost of treating a real employee as an employee is predictable. The cost of getting misclassification wrong is a surprise bill with penalties. Use a payroll service from your first hire. It handles withholding, filings, and the employer taxes automatically and keeps you out of the paperwork mistakes that draw fines. The fee is trivial next to the risk. Hire for attitude and trainability, not just a resume. You can teach an eager apprentice your way of doing things. You can't easily fix someone who creates callbacks and rubs customers wrong. Your reputation rides on their work. Bring help on before you're drowning, not after. Wait until you're completely buried and you'll rush the hire, skip the vetting, and onboard during your worst week. Plan it while you still have the breathing room to do it right. Bottom line: hire when you have a steady, recurring backlog and the cash cushion to make payroll in a slow week, not off a single busy stretch. Classify field help correctly. If you control their hours, tools, and how the job gets done, they're a W-2 employee, and misclassifying them as 1099 to save on payroll invites back taxes and penalties that can sink you. Budget the real cost. Wage plus 25 to 45% burden plus comp. Use a payroll service, and protect your standards because your name is on their work. Then grow to the second truck deliberately, with cushion, so your expansion is funded by steady demand instead of hope.